Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs with the Pup and Paws Cast. It's brought to you by Dog & Company in Cookeville. You can check them out online, dog-co.com. Lauren Shivakoff is my really good friend, and I met her through ARF. It's All About Rescue and Fixin'. She volunteers. She is a cat volunteer. She fosters kitties. So what made you first start fostering? What kind of pulled you toward it?
Well, I've always had a passion for animals and saving animals, and I've always been a cat lady. And when I heard about ARF on the radio, I said, that sounds like something I would love to do.
So I know I've seen you volunteer and rescue so many animals. Do you know how many you've rescued so far?
I have a list on my computer, but some of them are missing in the sense that I've had so many come in and out that I don't remember all of their names, but it's somewhere close to 130 in 2.5 years.
2.5 years? Doesn't sound like a long time, but look at how many cats you've saved in that time.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I don't remember all of them. I post them on Facebook, and sometimes they'll pop up on the Facebook memories, and I'm like, oh, Oren, you know. And then you have the memory about having that cat at your house, even if it was for a short time.
Because the names get mixed up. You've named hundreds of cats.
Yeah. Some of them have names, and some of them I get to name. Yeah.
When you're fostering, a lot of folks ask questions that I've heard people ask you that I'm thinking, why do they ask these things? Because they say it in a tone that it sounds like it's maybe talking down to you, or that would make me defensive if it was you, but you answer it and you handle it with such grace. But they say things like, I wish I could foster, but I don't think I could get rid of them. Or how do you give them up? Or if the animal's so great, why don't you keep it?
Yeah.
That's not what a foster does.
No, people, and it's just because they don't know and don't understand and have never done it before. And, yeah, we as fosters do get attached to the animals. I mean, you wouldn't be human if you didn't. But the whole goal of fostering is to get them started on the right path, to get them into the right home, and to open your home up for another foster. So it's the goal is saving lives and finding homes.
Getting them out of the shelter, getting them well if they're sick, and then getting them to a home where it's a forever home.
That's right, getting them started in life.
The more that you find homes for them, the more you can foster and save more lives.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's not that a competition is who can have the most fosters. It's working with the animal shelter and with ARF and other fosters and spaying and neutering and getting them homes and reducing the population of unwanted pets in the Upper Cumberland.
And the shelter does work really great with ARF. You guys work with them. I know one of your last ones that you had was a mama cat. They were saying, hey, would you please just take her in a comfortable environment and see if people want to adopt her kittens? So you had to wait till they were weaned.
The last litter I had came from Cumberland County Animal Shelter. We partner with all the animal shelters in the area, McMinnville, Cookeville, Putnam County, Cumberland County. We even partner with a rescue group named Heart up in Crossville. The last litter I had, it was a pregnant mother. She was in the Cumberland County Animal Shelter, and they asked if I wanted to get her, and I said yes, and then she had her babies that night. So the next day, I picked her up and her newborn babies and brought them back to my house. And what people don't understand, the people at the animal shelters don't have the facilities to care for a mom and newborn babies for 3 months, 2 months, to be able to get them big enough to get them all their shots and spayed and neutered and adopted. That's what I specialize in. That's where fosters come in handy.
And if you think about it, even a newborn human baby, you don't want them to be around so many people and pick up the germs and everything they can pick up. And in a shelter, you don't realize how inundated they are. There's so many animals that are dropped off. And for just a newly developing kitten that's growing, it's not a great environment. So that's why I'm so glad that they do reach out to ARF and other organizations that help. So you go in knowing goodbye is a goal. Goodbye is a goal because you think, okay, I'm going to get them well. And then you get to help finding the homes too because you have a little bit of control as to where the animal goes.
That's true. ARF, when you want to adopt an animal, you have to fill out an application form. And we review the application form, and then the foster also reviews the application form. And what's great about ARF is they give us the control to say, I don't think this is a good fit, or I don't like this person because, and it, not to say that that happens, you know, a lot, but it does happen. Or like, hey, you applied for this one, but judging by your application, maybe this one is a little more suited for you and your family. So it's that sort of thing. And that's what I really like about ARF is they give the fosters control, a little bit of control about how many they want, what you can handle, who gets the animal when you put it up for adoption.
And that's where this getting attached, I've seen you, because Lauren's my friend, and I know what her goal is. Her goal is to save as many cats as you can, not that it is a collection of cats, like she said. She just does one mom with a litter at a time, but that mom could have five cats. But you get attached to every single one of them. You know their personalities.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why you know what family is good for the cat, because yeah. you know their personalities. When I've heard people say to you, don't you get attached? I'm thinking, if you only knew.
Yeah.
But you know your goal is to find a home for those animals.
That's right. And, you know, even if you have a litter and you have one that's, like, really special to you, I'm always drawn to the runt of the litter because I'm very protective, especially of the little ones. So when they grow up and you finally got them all their shots and you got them spayed or neutered and it's time to find them a home, that's when, you know, you kind of you're nervous about who they're going to and you want to find the right place for them. And when you do, you want to make sure it's the right place for them, and then you finally meet that person and you know it's going to be good, and they send you pictures, and it's a happy feeling, but it's also, you're like, you know, that could have been my baby.
I'm going to miss you, but I know that
yeah.
you trust in that you found the right home.
Well, I have a really interesting story. My last litter, the last three boys were all adopted on the same day, and they all got picked up on the same day, and then I went back to my place, and I cleaned. And that same day, I got a new mama and three new babies. So it's a whole range of emotions that you go through. When they leave, it's happy tears. When you get a new litter, it's another kind of happy. It's just fulfilling, I guess.
Yes. And the main thing I see on your face is, I'm so happy I found a great home for this one. Oh, we've got a new mom, and we've got Light Rock babies now.
That's
I want
right.
to talk about that a little bit because, you know, I do the morning show on Light Rock 95.9. So she said, you can name the next litter. And I'm like, really? So we named them music names. The mom's queen. We've got Beyonce. We've got Dolly and also Cher.
Yes.
Three of my favorite
yes.
females.
And they're going to get spayed in mm-hmm. 2 weeks, and then they'll be available for adoption.
See, it's quick, and I'm getting close to them, too, because I name these babies, but I know, you know, I've got a dog and I've got a cat, and I want to be able to afford, you know, the veterinarian bills for them. You know, they have got to have their shots and everything. So we've got to find the right home for these three babies and mama. So you just keep saving lives and pulling them from
yeah.
the shelter, and that's
yeah.
how it works.
Yeah.
So it's not that you don't get attached. It's that, hey, we're saving.
Right.
We're saving the lives.
Right.
We're giving these animals a chance.
Right. And what really got me hooked was my first litter. They were the Star Trek babies. I got attached to one named Jordy. He was a tabby. He had a little mustache. And he was the last one to be adopted. So he was with me all the time there at the end. And then we finally had a lady apply for him, and she is awesome. She still sends me pictures. She picked him up at Petco, and they left. And Brittany looked at me and she said, if you want to go out in the car and cry, you can. And right then I was hooked.
So how much does it help when somebody sends you a picture of the one?
No, if you're having a bad day, if, you know, even if you're just sitting on the couch watching TV, somebody shoots you a picture, it brightens your day. And it's so amazing, especially if you have kittens, because I do kittens, other people do dogs and puppies. But if you have kittens and they send you a picture of this adult cat, it's so funny to see them grow up, you know, because you picture them as little tiny babies.
Because that's where you last seen them.
Yeah,
they were little tiny babies.
Little tiny babies, and then they send you a picture of an adult cat. It's so fulfilling, and see that cat happy with its family, and that's why you do it.
And it kind of reassures you, oh, good, I picked the right family for that kitty.
Yeah, and what's great about ARF is they encourage you to talk to the people. They encourage you to check in. They encourage you to text and put it on Facebook. So there's nothing ever negative about the communication aspect of it.
And my sister adopted one of your recent ones this summer. Fonty is his name, and now he's growing up. And, of course, I always make sure, hey, send that to Lauren. Send that picture to Lauren. But our cats and dogs are wonderful. They treat them so well. They make sure that they're taken care of and that you get a healthy, sweet animal. And ARF, let me tell you their website. It's aarf-tn.com. If you want to foster, that's where the application is online.
It is online. You just go in and fill out the application form, and they'll review your application. They will come by your house or wherever you want to keep them and check to make sure it's a safe place for the animals. We don't force any animals on anyone. Dogs and cats. You do as many as you want to do. And all the supplies are provided. Food, litter, medicine, the spay-neuter is all paid for by ARF. You don't pay for anything. All you do is provide the space and labor, and every once in a while you might have to drive somebody to an event. But that said, if you're going out of town, you need somebody to clean or take the dog out or drop somebody off at Petco, we do that too. We'll help you.
What is it you tell me? You said your motto is like,
can't foster, you can volunteer, you can donate, or you can educate. And, I mean, we really want people to understand that spaying and neutering is very important. We have overpopulation in the Upper Cumberland area. The animal shelters are always full. We partner with the animal shelters. We don't compete against each other. We help each other to try and solve this problem.
I've been speaking with Lauren Shibakoff. She's a volunteer and fosters with ARF. And go to their website, aarf-tn.com. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you for having me, Sheila.